The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says there's a chance Israel may accept a temporary ceasefire if Hamas agrees to release more hostages.
Keep in mind, Hamas is not going to release all of the hostages, because that's its guarantee against a continued Israeli in operation in Rafah. If it's for release of, say, the women, the elderly, the sick, I think Israel would accept that.
Russia today observing a national day of mourning following the attack on a concert hall Friday night that killed at least 133 people. Events by cultural institutions were canceled throughout the day Sunday, including TV entertainment and advertising. The 11 suspects, meanwhile, making their first court appearance Sunday evening. This is SRN News.
Dennis Prager explains what the left is all about.
Remember, everything the left touches, it destroys. Not most things. Everything and destroys. That's all it does. It builds nothing other than state power. It builds nothing. Liberals build, conservatives build, and the left destroys.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
It's at your 4 o'clock hour this afternoon here on AM 1280, The Patriot. Stay tuned. The Victory Hour with Andrew Parker coming up with his special guest, Zach Nunn. You don't want to miss out. Check it out. It's coming on in moments here on AM 1280, The Patriot. But first, a quick look at your evening forecast. Rain mixing with some snow later on. A few inches of snow, new accumulation is possible. Tonight's low around 32 degrees. More snow on the way for Monday, less than a half inch is possible. Otherwise, tomorrow, high around 41 degrees. It's AM 1280, The Patriot.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Eric Metaxas here. More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now, or visit dependonam.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I'm thrilled to share why Heritage Christian Academy holds a special spot in my heart. My wife Holly and I met at Heritage back in seventh grade, started dating in high school, got married, and have three kids. We appreciate and realize the sacrifices our parents made to send us to Heritage Christian Academy. The teachers, staff, and liberal arts Christ-centered education is top-notch. Our three daughters are so loved by their teachers and have developed deep friendships at school. They spend time every day with their peers, praying together and growing in a personal relationship with Jesus. Heritage Christian Academy has allowed our kids to discover their unique talents and God-given gifts. We really value the focus on character development. Heritage Christian Academy seeks to educate a generation of Christian leaders and is doing a wonderful job of it. We as parents are grateful to be able to partner with them in educating our girls. Discover for your own family Heritage Christian Academy in Maple Grove. Learn more at heritageweb.org. That's heritageweb.org.
You aren't the only one who enjoys listening to Salem Media Group.
Everybody at Salem Media Group, you've been incredible. You really are, and you're very popular. More popular than you would even know.
We'd say you're in pretty good company.
And in Salem, what the job you do is great. I'm telling you, Salem has really done a fantastic job. I just want to thank you. You have courage. You have really courage, because I know it's not easy. Congratulations.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio. Did you hear Michelle Tafoya interview Al Michaels? What about Bob Costas? Hear her fascinating take on those two and more on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot in Minneapolis. You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
The Victory Hour is pre-recorded and paid for by Parker Daniels Keyboard, LLC.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time now for a smart, plain talk regarding politics, Israel, and the law. This is the Victory Hour with Andrew Parker of Parker Daniels Keyboard. Wise counsel, winning results. Now, here's your host, Andrew Parker.
I'm impressed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends. He's got very big connections.
It's Sunday, 4 o'clock, and that means it's the best hour in radio of the week. It's the Victory Hour. I'm Andrew Parker, and thank you once again for joining us as we are in the midst of our congressional parade on the Victory Hour. Most each week. Over these particular months of the year, we have congressional leaders from Congress in Washington, D.C., talk about the issues of the day, as well as politics and the political campaign season, which never ends for members of the House of Representatives, it seems, as well as the important policy decisions that they need to look at and make decisions on, both domestic and foreign policy-wise. And, of course, with the war raging on in the Middle East due to the Hamas heinous attacks of October 7 and the suffering of war at the feet of Hamas and the Palestinians who supported Hamas, causing great, terrible results for those in Gaza, for those along the Gaza envelope in Israel, and for the entire Jewish state as they live in anguish. Over 100 hostages still being held, and the loss of life and the trauma from the suffering and the heinous acts that Hamas carried out on October 7th. Well, just this morning, and it is breaking news, actually, it's breaking news from this week, as you all have heard, and you might have been questioning and wondering. The UN Security Council had a resolution presented by the United States, a resolution regarding the war in Gaza, that the United States says was an opportunity for the Security Council to speak with one voice to support diplomacy that was happening on the ground to end the war. That those leftists, communist leftists, and those who support the hate of Hamas and the killing of Jews, who wave those Hamas flags, should want an end of Israel waging war to destroy Hamas. But no, the UN Security Council voted down the U.S. resolution calling for an immediate Gaza ceasefire and a sustained ceasefire. That is what is being called for in the streets. No, it was blocked by Russia and China. The resolution included an exchange of hostages and prisoners. Hostages being held by Hamas, prisoners for murder and other heinous acts that are held in Israeli prisons. And it's quite striking, is it not, that Russia and China vote against this, so though they are calling daily for a ceasefire, even while the hostages, the innocent Jewish hostages, mostly Jewish hostages, are being held by Hamas. And when it calls for the release of these hostages, the UN Security Council can't speak it with one voice. It really shows what Israel is up against. This is not about a ceasefire. This is about the destruction of the Jewish state. This is about murdering more Jews. And when they say, oh, no, no, all this is about is a ceasefire, the vote on this resolution shows that is a lie. And Hamas opposed the resolution as well. Because what Hamas is about is destroying the state of Israel, the murder of Jews. They have said it. It's in their constitution, their papers, their enabling and founding papers, as I've talked about on this show a number of times. But it also can be seen in their conduct. They don't care about the Palestinians. They use Palestinian people as human shields. Those that don't support them, which, by the way, 75% of the Palestinian people do support Hamas and what they did on October 7th, the burning of babies, the beheading of the elderly and women and children. Uh, 75% do support, but, you know, at least 25% that don't. But Hamas, just this past week, hung in the public square. And the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank hung in the public square. Those they thought were collaborators. And worse yet, they made the families of those collaborators do the killing of their sons and daughters. That's what happens. That's who you're waving your flag for when you're out in the streets protesting. It's disgusting. This is not an issue where there is truth and justice on both sides and it falls somewhere in the middle. This is not that issue. This is about good versus evil. That's what it's about. And it's not about, oh, a ceasefire and everything will be resolved. No. That isn't the case at all. In fact, the call this week by the United States for a ceasefire with an exchange of hostages, a release of all of the hostages, rejected. Rejected by Hamas, rejected by Russia, rejected by China. The other side, if you will, who I just described, is the evil. And sometimes you need to destroy evil. And let me just add one other thing. Hamas cares not about the Palestinian people, and all of the death and destruction to the Palestinians lies at their feet. They use them as human shields. They put them in the line of fire. They force them to do things often that they don't want to do. They place their military operations within hospitals, mosques, schools. And worse yet, and you saw these pictures this week, and if you didn't, go online and pull them up. Pictures of humanitarian aid trucks, most of them supplied by Israel. Yes, the enemy combatant on the other side supplying humanitarian aid trucks for those that are shooting at them. But worse yet, these humanitarian aid trucks that are provided by the West and mainly by Israel have nearly all been hijacked by Hamas, Hamas militants, who then shepherd them to protect Hamas and provide supplies to Hamas militants to further the war. It's not provided to innocent civilians, to the Palestinian people. They go on starving despite all of the humanitarian aids. Thousands of trucks of humanitarian aid. Hundreds of thousands of pounds of aid provided primarily by the state of Israel to its enemy, to its opposing combatant. There isn't another war fought this way on such humanitarian grounds in the history of warfare. And that's the truth. Do not believe the arguments of ceasefire. Do not believe the arguments for putting down arms, for a lack of humanitarian aid, for the death and destruction of Palestinians lying at the Israelis' feet because of the war. It does not. It lies at Hamas's feet. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Congressman Zach Nunn, 3rd District of the state of Iowa. We're going to talk, I'm sure, a bit more about the war in Gaza, as Congressman Nunn has a military background, and he understands the traumas of war. He also understands the humanitarian efforts that the Israelis, the Herculean humanitarian efforts that the Israelis are engaging in to limit casualties in Gaza, like no other warfare in human history. He knows of what we speak. He also is dealing today, I don't know, there's some money issue going on in the United States Congress. I think they're dealing with that today. Yeah, isn't there always some money issue going on in D.C.? We'll be right back with Congressman Zach Nunn. The Congressional Parade of the Victory Hour continues this week. Stay with us. How about this MyPillow guy? He turns his life around, invents a product that revolutionizes the sleep industry, but that is not enough. He launches a whole store of sleep and bath-related products. Hi, this is Andrew Parker with some wise counsel and winning results. Not about the law, but rather about high-quality sleep, which translates into high-quality living. And there is nothing better for high-quality sleep than MyPillow sleep goods. And I'm not just talking pillows. I've got most of the MyPillow sleep product line, from the 400 thread count bed sheets, to the mattress topper, to the waffle blankets, down comforters, and the sleepwear, all top quality. Go to MyPillow.com to place your order, or call 1-800-334-8902. Get up to 66% off with the special offer code VICTORY. Up to 66% off on your entire order with the special offer code VICTORY.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build to order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
Did your employer make you sign a promissory note when joining the company, and now you want to leave, but you're afraid your firm will pursue you personally for that debt? This is Jesse Keyboard from the law firm Parker Daniels Keyboard. I recently represented a client who had signed such a note, and I was able to get them out of their $500,000 debt to their company, which allowed them the freedom to exit a bad employment situation and enter a much better one. Meeting our client's objectives is our focus at Parker Daniels Keyboard, and in this regard, we win. Our experienced trial team of lawyers at Parker Daniels Keyboard have secured major victories in state and federal courts across the country and through arbitration. We have the legal expertise in all types of business disputes, labor and employment matters, real estate matters, shareholder disputes, financial transactions, security issues, and appeals. For wise counsel, winning results, contact us at Parker Daniels Keyboard, a premier litigation law firm that provides efficient, aggressive, and innovative solutions to complex legal problems. Wise counsel, winning results. Go to parkerdk.com.
Heidi, heidi, oh, we're back. It's the Victory Hour. Thank you once again for joining us. Every Sunday we talk politics, Israel, and the law. We're in the midst, as I have said, of our congressional parade, and we continue it today as we are honored to bring on the Victory Hour, Congressman Zach Nunn. Zach, sixth-generation Iowan. He is now representing the 3rd Congressional District of the great state of Iowa, and previously has served our country, and we thank him very, very much from the depths of our heart, and we're honored to have him. He served our country for almost 2 decades in the United States Air Force as an airborne intelligence officer. He flew recon missions off the coasts of Russia and China. After 9/11, he deployed 3 times to the Middle East. These are not, you know, just hanging out in San Diego. I mean, this is real deployments. Over the 20 years, Zach fought for us, for our peace, for our freedom, for our liberties. It does not come without people like Zach Nunn protecting us and making sure that we can continue to experience those freedoms. He flew over 700 combat hours. He served as director of cybersecurity at the White House's National Security Council, combating cyber attacks, little more important than that nowadays. And he serves now as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force Reserves. We are honored to have Zach Nunn with us on the Victory Hour. Lieutenant Colonel, thank you so much for being here.
Andrew, thank you so much for having me on the Victory Hour with you. Once more, into the breach, my friend, and a compliment. Your commitment, not only to Israel, but going there, seeing it firsthand, being boots on the ground, supporting the people of Israel who stand with the United States, the last bulwark against, you know, the type of just chaotic aggression coming out of everywhere from Iran to Hezbollah to Hamas and what we're seeing inflicted on the Israeli people in October. We have U.S. citizens still in kidnapping situations in Israel. No one here, and certainly in Washington, should be prepared to stand down or admonish what Israel is trying to do to save their own citizens, and God bless, trying to save American citizens still there.
Yes, thank you so much. And what Zach's referring to, I just got back from a trip to Israel 10 days on the ground, was down on the Gaza border at military bases on the Gaza border in the Gaza envelope. And it was shocking. It was unbelievably sad. But the resiliency of the Israeli people is second to none. And they are not going to stop until their objectives are met. And they shouldn't stop until their objectives are met. They are the point of the spear for humanity in the world, because this is a fight for good and evil. And we must destroy the evil powers that simply want to murder and maim. Zach, let me let's start there. And let me ask you about, you know something about certainly China and Russia. And at the UN, the Security Council, just this week, had a vote that was presented by the United States to return all of the hostages. Prisoners would be released by Israel. There would be a ceasefire that would be an extended indefinite ceasefire. The hostages would be returned. And China and Russia blocked this resolution from happening, and Hamas has been opposed to it. Yet the world cries, ceasefire, Israel has to stop, ceasefire, for nothing in return. How does that work?
Right. Well, Andrew, I think we're seeing a very one-sided telling of the tale here. And it's unfortunately taking root right here in the United States that we have folks who are starting to believe this.
Yep.
And when you can see Moscow and Beijing line up in solidarity, the one thing the Biden administration has been able to do is to truly resurrect the access of evil that comes from these two, you know, autocratic states that see their advantage succeed where America and Israel are at a disadvantage. And I would say on the back end of this, we really need to look no further than Tehran as the one who is helping to orchestrate this, certainly at the UN Security Council, but amongst a group of individuals who are fanatics, whether they're Hezbollah or Houthis or Hamas, who's right there in Israel's territory, who's really not only using Americans who have been kidnapped as shields, they're using the millions of Palestinians who are trapped in this situation as human shields. And they are putting their lives in jeopardy. You know, what I think Benjamin Netanyahu has done, however you feel about him as the leader, he is a wartime fighter here. And he has identified that the only way to beat Hamas, to protect Israel, and ultimately to liberate the Palestinian people, is to be able to crush the terrorist element that has controlled this area for generations, but never made an improvement. And by him going into areas like Rafah, I think, as you saw firsthand, means that young Israelis who put on the uniform and the IDF, you've seen them, I've served with them in the Golan Heights. These are young people who have been asked to do an impossible job, to go in there and protect their country against folks whose only desire is to see the complete and utter destruction of Israel, but are doing it in a way that is judicious, that is important for the liberation of our hostages, but also in a way that is trying to minimize the civilian casualty in this area. We would, as a guy who tried to go after the Taliban and ISIS and has fought against Russian elements, trying to protect innocent civilians is difficult in an open battlefield. In a compacted urban warfare setting, I think Israel actually should be praised
with hundreds of miles of tunnels.
Right. At any point, I mean, this is the worst scenario of Vietnam. We've got, you're trying to help liberate a community the size of, you know, downtown Manhattan, but you've got millions of people here and they're jumping out of tunnels. They're using hospitals as safe havens. They're putting ammunition in schoolhouses. This is, not only is it a terrifying situation, you can't stop this unless you root this evil out all the way to the nub. And so I'm glad that Republicans, at least here in the U.S., have highlighted that Israel has to finish the job. We've invited, Benjamin Netanyahu to come to D.C. and lay out, this is a man who's got a vision. His team is in the field. They are working this. They're is an IDF plan for success here, and they're doing it on a very expedited timeline already, and they're meeting with success. This is something that we should recognize, that we should champion, we should support, and we should stand up to the Schumers of the world who would rather side with Hamas and continue to offer pale options for long-term success to get a tactical win, not in Israel, but in places like, you know, Detroit, Michigan, so that they can have an election this November. That's what they're focused on. And that, to me, is just horrific that we would turn our back on an ally that way.
Yeah, you know, there's really no question that any sort of ceasefire short of the elimination of Hamas is a complete victory for Hamas. It would reward their conduct, their heinous conduct on October 7th, the atrocities that they carried out. It would show that they work and would enhance the likelihood that they will happen again and again and again. And exchanging hostages for prisoners rewards the taking of hostages. This sort of appeasement policy by the Biden administration, by Democrats in this country, and I hate to say it because I don't want this to be a partisan issue, but the fact of the matter is that Democrats take this position. They want to end any sort of warfare short of destroying Hamas, which would reward the policies of Hamas and ensure that they will happen again. The Israelis aren't going to do that. They just are not going to do that. And with the support of at least some in Congress, they will have some backing to stand up to it. Let me ask you, Zach, about your thoughts related to, and we have about a minute before our break, but related to anti-Semitism that we're seeing here in the United States post-October 7th, the heinous acts, you would think even those who hate Jews would be out in force in support of a response by Israel.
Andrew, this is, I think, probably the most disturbing trend that we're seeing here domestically. You know, we rightfully call out people when they say racist remarks. We do complete reprogramming in major cities when we think that there's a situation like what happened in Mississippi recently here, where racist cops who beat and tortured Black people were brought in and they were held accountable. When they're shooting on the other foot, though, and we see college-level professors not only not being able to admonish folks who would take anti-Semitic behavior, but actively foment the ability for certain groups, largely those affiliated with those who are sympathetic to Hamas, to have unfettered not only speech on campus, but the ability to intimidate, to impress, to block out others' free speech, and ultimately to repress and provide an anti-Semitic safe haven on a college campus, something has gone horribly wrong. I want to give praise to, you know, a friend of mine up in New York. Elise Stefanik did a great job in that committee calling out serious leader or serious questions to poor leaders in charge of our college institutions. It resulted in two of them leaving, but unfortunately, that's only a drop in the bucket to the level of anti-Semitism that's happening across college campuses, major Fortune 500 companies, and large cities today, where they think this type of behavior will reward them at the ballot box or with key donor groups. They've not taken the fact that they're fomenting this level of anti-Semitism that will permeate, you know, all of society going forward.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And the flip side of that coin is the character assassination of anyone who stands up to it.
That's right.
Any
That's right.
Any professor, any academician who stands up to what these administrations are allowing on their campus gets fired, gets shunned. Their reputation is destroyed, and they're allowed to do it with no repercussions.
Andrew, I'll say this quickly before the break. That goes down. It also goes up. We saw an administration that initially was with Israel that's now taken the coward's approach and say, there's 20-somethings in my administration that tell me I can't do this. And so I'm turning my back on our longest ally in the Middle East because I don't want to lose the support of Hamas sympathizers.
And turning our back on the American hostages that are being held. What about them? You know,
right.
We're just going to ignore them and not do everything it takes to get them out. which includes warfare. It also includes diplomacy. And if we're not doing everything we can, we're leaving our own behind. And I think that's something that the Air Force certainly would never do. We're talking with Congressman and Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force Reserves, Zach Nunn, 3rd District, Iowa. He represents them and represents them well. I'm represented by Ilhan Omar up here in Minneapolis, and I will tell you, I would prefer to be represented by the Lieutenant Colonel. He can speak for me. She cannot. We're going to be back after this short break. Go to ParkerDK.com, premier law firm downtown Minneapolis. Stay with us. We're going to talk politics and some money issues going on there in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back. Mark Twain once quipped, "A lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes." When you are lied about and it spreads, the resulting mayhem and destruction can be, and often is, disastrous. Hi, this is Andrew Parker, co-founder of the Parker Daniels Keyboard Law Firm. I recently handled a high-profile defamation lawsuit on behalf of a luxury home real estate agent whose business was decimated by falsehoods spread about him. After nearly 2 years of litigation and 2 weeks of trial, the jury came back with a verdict of more than $2 million for our client. Parker Daniels Keyboard. We litigate cases, we try cases, and we win cases. With a record of excellence in achieving extraordinary results, Parker Daniels Keyboard lawyers have consistently won huge verdicts for its clients in the areas of defamation, civil rights violations, regulatory battles, and intellectual property theft. For wise counsel and winning results, contact us at Parker Daniels Keyboard, premier law firm in downtown Minneapolis.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is Andrew Parker with some wise counsel and winning results. First, the counsel. Go to MyPillow.com and take a look at the outstanding extended product line that they have. We're talking top quality products. How do I know? Because I have them. Slippers and slip-ons, robes, towel sets, throw blankets and loungewear. All best in class. And when you're done taking care of yourself, take care of the dogs too. They have outstanding dog beds. Now for the winning results. Results happen once you order. So pick up your number 2 pencil and your yellow pad and jot this down. 1-800-334-8902. That's 1-800-334-8902. Or go to MyPillow.com. Place your complete order. And with the offer code VICTORY, you get up to 66% off. That's right, VICTORY for 66% off. Hello, we're back. Get in line. March with us as it's the Congressional Parade on the Victory Hour. We are joined today by Congressman Zach Nunn, who now is a reservist supporting American freedom and liberty, but for 2 decades was in the United States Air Force, and we thank him very, very much for his service at the highest levels and certainly in campaigns that were very active during his time in service. Zach, I wanted to ask you about what's going on in Congress. As it, you know, there was a recent poll in the United States that showed up to 82% of Americans support Israel vis-a-vis Hamas, in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And, you know, that is frankly reassuring. And it should be reassuring to the House of Representatives, to the members of Congress, and even to this administration in terms of their political life, which unfortunately so many look to even when issues of life and death are at stake. What is the House doing as it relates to support for Israel?
Yeah, and the reality here is that you hit the nail on the head. We have an administration who knows the right thing to do in the will of the American people, chooses to ignore it, and a Senate who lambasts Israel, lecturing it, but does nothing to advocate for real change here. So let's start strategically very quickly. You know, one of the things I've done on the national security sub for financial service is go after the money for this. Where is Hamas getting its money from? It's clearly coming from Iran. Iran's been able to have an $80 billion windfall from illegal oil sales for a ghost tanker fleet. The administration has known about this. We've seen since Biden's been there an 800% increase in the amount of monies going to Iran through illicit oil sales. I led the legislation to crack down on the ghost fleet shipping that is going largely to our competitors, China, North Korea, Russia. And as a result, even when they called them out, the insurance providers are right here in the United States. And still, the Biden administration and the Treasury Department won't enforce common make-sense sanctions that have already been in place just to crack down. So that's on the strategic end. On the technical end, you know, like I mentioned, I've worked with the IDF in the Golan Heights. I've flown operations against Syria in this area. We have to be able to provide those key things that help save lives in Israel. And what I'm very excited about is that we have already passed through the appropriation side $14 billion for Israel's defense. But this isn't just for Israel. This is to maintain our own domestic defense capability. The armaments that we're sending to defend Israel are made in America. They're done with jobs that help support our own national defense. $4 billion to replenish stockpiles, $4 billion specifically to support Iron Dome that saves millions of lives in Israel throughout this horrible conflict. I'll say another $3.5 billion for the purchasing of advanced weaponry. This is the kind of stuff that we talked earlier about that provides lethal kills with minimal danger to non-combatants. $1.2 billion for countermeasures against short-range attacks. These are the missiles being provided largely by Iran to Hamas, as well as, you know, the artillery production, $1 billion for that, $150 million for securing our embassy, which, God bless President Trump, is now in Jerusalem.
Yes.
But it's right on the front line, like everyone in Israel. And then we also work to get U.S. citizens evacuated. When the State Department wouldn't act, I took personal action to get 15 Americans who were trapped between the attacks in Israel out. And we even worked to get folks who were Palestinians in Gaza out through Egypt. Look, there's great opportunities here for us to be successful. Let me tell you what's not successful. What is not successful is putting 1,000 U.S. military troops in a frontline conflict with Hamas without cutting off the head of the beast, Iran, and putting them on a floating dock, which is a vulnerable target sitting right in the Mediterranean with the only food supply, and hoping that this is going to make a difference and that Hamas won't use this as a target of opportunity to continue to exacerbate pain between both the United States and Israel and harm U.S. troops as well as Israeli IDF forces in the region. This is the kind of thing that welcomes defeat. We've seen this as a guy who helped evacuate Afghanistan too many times on the watch of President Biden. So what we can do in Congress is not only support, fund, defend our ally, but we've got to hold those who would do harm to our ally accountable right in Washington, D.C.
You know, and I want to go back to something that you referred to, and that is the fingerprints of Iran all over this. It all leads back to Tehran, Iran.
And that's right.
There can be little or no doubt about it. And when you look at U.S. policy vis-a-vis Iran, we have assisted, we have helped Iran cement in place the mullah's regime and control over the Iranian people. And it is absolutely wrong. It goes back to 2015 when the Democrats supported Barack Obama in the insane JCPOA agreement that Donald Trump later tore up. But by then, money had been released. And by then, Iran already had the additional support to bolster its missile ballistic missile systems and to send terror throughout the region. It was a terrible policy by the Obama administration. And who do you think is supporting or in Joe Biden's administration now calling the shots on Iran policy? The same Obama people that were calling the shots back in 2015. So it's not a wonder that this happened on October 7th with the support from Iran that we facilitated, actually, by our policy with Iran. It's something and not to be forgotten.
100%. And the frightening thing is the Biden administration, by not enforcing sanctions, by allowing Iran to run roughshod over international storms, has been able to support their defense industrial base through the IRGC. $80 billion. Yeah. $80 billion. That's going to Houthi missiles fire on U.S. carrier strike groups. That's going to Hezbollah operating unprecedented levels of attacks coming out of Lebanon and Syria, where more Palestinians have died under the Syrian regime than anything that we're seeing in Gaza right now. And it's emboldening Hamas to continue a terrorist reign that not only captures American citizens, but it's being funded by the fact that the Biden administration will put $80 billion into Tehran's coffers, but barely allow for $14 billion to be able to go to Israel with U.S.-made self-defense weapons. Think about that.
It's very, very well put, and it's understood by the Republicans in Congress, not so much by the Democrats, who wish things away, but in reality, they don't go away by wishing them away. Let's turn our attention now to politics for a moment, Congressman. What does this next election cycle look like? In November, is the Republican majority, which is the slimmest it can be, going to expand, or might we lose the majority?
This is a real thing. I mean, we are the last safeguard now against everything that we talked about in the first half of the program from becoming de facto law in the country. And we're down to one vote majority in a House of what should be 435 people. When you get to that point, it takes one accident, one bad event, one flight delay, and it's snowing back in Iowa this past week here, to result in the Democrats taking complete control of the country. And that is frightening. Now, I'm just a little mom and pop shop down the road from Minnesota here, but now we do a pretty good job of vetting Republican contenders. While we got through the caucuses here, we got to have every Republican candidate running for president to come on out and see us. And I can tell you this, the turnout, the enthusiasm, the commitment for a change in Washington was obvious on caucus night. You know, we had an overwhelming turnout in this case for Donald Trump. And the result is we have momentum that can carry Republicans at all levels, from the presidency down to the congressional and Senate and down to our local to be successful. My fear here is that the Democrats are in a pathway of attrition, that they are spending far more money on this endeavor up and down the ballot than anything that the Republican Party is prepared to contend with. And they have moved aggressively into not only this early ballot voting and harvesting process, but really trying to use key weapons against candidates. And so I'm proud to be, you know, a farm kid from Iowa who still gets to serve in the military. And I got a side hustle in Congress trying to do the best I can for my 750 bosses back in Iowa. 750,000, excuse me. The reality here, though, is that in this race, they've chosen to go against me on issues like sending a career bureaucrat to come out and run against me who ran the Biden and Hillary campaign. So I will ask candidly, I need help in one of the most competitive districts in the country. It is a lean Democrat seat that used to be held for years by, you know, a progressive left. We were able to beat that. Beat the incumbent. Thank you, Andrew, for letting me be on your show when we were running the race.
Yeah.
And then come back and turn to real pragmatic solutions that cut $200 billion from federal spending, draw down the debt, but still have a national defense nexus. And at the end of the day, I'm talking to guys and gals who are farmers, who are teachers, who are nurses. They want a better way of life, one where they can fill up the minivan and still be able to go out for dinner with their kids on a Friday night and not have it blow the entire family budget. But that doesn't happen when DC folks are spending more money than ever, and they're putting it on your and my tab as the taxpayer.
You know, there's no question about it. Zach Nunn, he's got a tough race. Zach, where can folks go to support your race and send a common sense conservative Republican back to the House of Representatives who is also pro-Israel?
Yeah, Andrew, thank you. Check us out. It's at zachnunn.com, ZACHNUNN.com. And even better, this is the end of what we call our first quarter. The Democrats outraised us last quarter. They spent $1 million in attack ads coming after us as being, you know, all sorts of things. But at the end of the day, I'm just a farm kid. I need some farm team help. Would love to have your support. Check us out, zachnunn.com. You'll see our bio there. You can donate. And what I emphasize here, with the end of the quarter, help us get over the threshold so that we don't get outraised by Democrats and they don't get to own the narrative. Because $1 million on Des Moines, Iowa TV goes a really long ways. We want to make sure we're telling the truth. They're telling the lies.
Lieutenant Colonel, Congressman Zach Nunn, 3rd District of the great state of Iowa, thank you very much for joining us on the Victory Hour and sharing with us the wisdom of which you bring and the experience, the on-the-ground know-how experience of what you've seen, both as it relates to the state of Israel, warfare generally in Washington, D.C., and in the House of Representatives. Thanks, Zach. Great luck to you. Good luck to you going forward in your upcoming campaign. We'll be here to support you.
Appreciate it, Andrew. We'll see you soon. And thanks to you and your listeners. Stand firm with Israel, keep the faith, and God bless America.
Beautiful. Zach Nunn, the Congressional Parade, the Victory Hour. Thanks once again for joining us. We have yet another segment, so stay with us, and we're going to educate a bit on the other side. Go to ParkerDK.com. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner? Are you losing sleep because you feel your partner isn't carrying their weight or because you no longer share the same vision or values? Are you no longer comfortable going into your own office? Are you walking on eggshells in the company you built? This is Chris Daniels, founding partner of Parker Daniels Keyboard LLC, a premier litigation law firm headquartered in downtown Minneapolis. For more than 30 years, I've specialized in business litigation and have helped hundreds of business owners resolve troubling business disputes. As a former certified public accountant, I get to the heart of the dispute, including financial issues. Business divorce can be messy, time-consuming, and costly, but doing nothing can cost you a lot more. Not just money, but emotionally, physically, and in your personal life. If you and your business partner no longer see eye to eye and you're eager to take a proactive approach and make a change, please call me at 612-355-4100 and schedule a consultation. Or visit our website at www.parkerdk.com.
I'm having a really hard time lately, and I'm worried no one will understand what I'm going through.
I feel so alone. I wish there was somebody I could talk to.
If you're looking for support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you, with connections to others who have also struggled with their mental health and can provide support and resources. Services are anonymous, confidential, free of charge, and open 7 days a week. Connect today at mentalhealthmn.org or call 855-HERE-4-MN today. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, it's Keith Hittner Sr. here. Tune in on Sundays at noon for your Real Estate Chalk Talk, where we study the science of buying and selling real estate and the art of living in your home.
Get the solid real estate facts you need from Keith Hittner Sr. and Keith Hittner Jr. of Coldwell Banker Burnett and their team of experts. Tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk on AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group, the number one Coldwell Banker Group in the nation. Online at HittnerGroup.com. And tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk every Sunday at 12 noon on AM 1280 The Patriot.
The best way to get a good night's sleep is having a good pillow. One that won't go flat. One that you can wash and dry as many times as you want, and it maintains its shape. One that is made right here in the good old U.S. of A. Well, there's one place and only one place where you can get all of that, and that's from the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, the creator of the best pillow that revolutionized the sleep industry. Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever right now. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King pillows are only $5 more. How do you order? Call 1-800-334-8902. That's 1-800-334-8902. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code VICTORY. That's right, discount code VICTORY for this special offer. We're back. It's the Victory Hour. You know, I'm honored, really honored, each week over the past many years to be able to have some time to spend with each of you who decides on your own. Nobody's forcing you. There's no gun to anybody's head. Decides to listen in, to join up. In community, if you will. You may agree with me, you may disagree with me. But each Sunday, a little community. It's good. Talk policy issues of the day. I have the great honor, though, of being able to set the agenda for those discussions. And I try to talk about things that we might have an impact on, maybe not, but that are top of mind, might be gnawing at me, and that might push back on some of the either ignorant or downright fake, false, dishonest statements that are made and that are carried forth. And there are so many of those such statements that are carried by either intent, which would be evil thinkers, or by ignorance as it relates to the state of Israel. And let's just lay down foundationally that the Jewish people and the state of Israel are not looking for war. They are not looking to occupy anyone. They are not looking to kick others who are not Jewish out of the state of Israel. They have never looked to that. That in fact is a violation of law in the state of Israel. Unless somebody, you know, is a criminal or stands to overthrow the government or takes action to destroy the state. Of course, that's an exception. But Israel has freedom of religion, freedom of thought, freedom of expression. It has one of the most free presses anywhere in the world that takes on those that they disagree with, takes on the powers that be as media is supposed to do with facts. Oftentimes I disagree with them. Oftentimes I disagree with the facts, and it's an argument and a dispute over the facts. But they take on the powers. Those that are in office, Netanyahu, the media attacks him daily. And so this idea that Israel and the Jews want to have the Palestinians under their thumb is the exact opposite of the reality, and do not allow the lies to convince you otherwise. It is a foundation of lies in that regard. And you don't have to do much research to learn that, if you're being fair.
You've been listening to the
Victory Hour. Another great episode of the Victory Hour. Thank you for joining us. We'll be here again next Sunday. Until then, have a great week.
Until next time, he leaves you with these words from Winston Churchill. All the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, and hope.
The Victory Hour is paid for by Parker Daniels Keyboard, LLC.
If you can snap your fingers, you can find this radio station. The next time you want to listen to us, your smartphone is now your smart radio. We're always on. It's as simple as this. Alexa, play the Patriot Minneapolis. That's play the Patriot Minneapolis.
Did you know that there's one place you can go to hear God's words of hope spoken into your life anytime, anywhere? OnePlace.com. Listen to your favorite Christian programs, read daily devotionals, and get answers to your tough questions, all at OnePlace.com or on the OnePlace app in the Apple and Android app stores. Visit OnePlace.com today.
Join the Patriot Freedom Fan Club for prizes, contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join. So visit AM1280ThePatriot.com today. AM1280ThePatriot.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.